The locker room pep talks are over. The players and coaches are ready, and the fans are fired up. It's time for high school basketball on your local sports authority, Care Radio 93.7. Special thanks to our title sponsor, Peru State College. Online at peru.edu. Peru State, Nebraska's first college. Transformative education designed for you. Stay tuned. Your Giant Communications pregame is just ahead. Giant Communications, the fastest, most reliable network in Northeast Kansas. Find out how you can switch at giantcomm.net.
Hi, this is Dan Rapplinger from Exchange Bank. You know, banking is so much better when you have friends that you know and trust. The kind you find at Exchange Bank. When it's time for a new car, a new house, or even a line of credit for your business, turn to us. We'll be there with you every step of the way. Exchange Bank, we're your friend and your banking partner. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Exchange Bank and Trust. Community-minded, that's my bank.
You're listening to KAIR-FM, Horton Atchison, your only source for the latest local news and information. Find us online at msconews.net.
Atchison Auto Parts, your independent Napa dealer, locally owned and operated. Stop by and see faces you recognize that have been in the business for over 50 years combined. They're all car guys who care about getting you the right part for your passenger vehicle or heavy-duty parts for the big trucks. They've extended their hours to better serve you. Now open 8 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday through Saturday and 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. on Sunday. Atchison Auto Parts, 424 Woodlawn Avenue in Atchison.
Hey, welcome back to Horton, Kansas, the site of Class 2A Substate Basketball. We're ready for game two of the evening. It's going to move together a couple of teams who know each other very, very well. Both members of the Northeast Kansas League as the host team, Horton, up against Valley Falls. Welcome back, everybody. Joseph, he is our producer and engineer back at the Care Radio Sports Studio. Tom Counts with you here, courtside, and the crowd, a lot of people left after game one, a lot of people came in after game one, so we have had a very, very, very busy, busy evening here in Horton, Kansas. Going to be back here tomorrow night, it'll be girls' games. Going to be back here on Saturday for the championships. Tell you what, public address announcers introducing the starters to the crowd here. So with that, let me introduce them to you. What do you say? First of all, for Valley Falls and their head coach, Caleb Gansmeyer. Tonight, they're going to be starting Aiden Kearney and Zach Evans. They'll have John Franks out there tonight. John is wearing 13. You can keep a track in your scorebook at home like you should be. Thayer Coleman will start, and also it'll be Dylan Cervantes. For the Horton Chargers and head coach David Losey, it'll be Horton with 6 foot sophomore Jackson Moman, 6 foot junior Gannon Becker, 6'2 junior Cooper Wishrop, 6'3 junior Caden Smith, and 6'2 senior Jack Allen. Horton, a very tall and long team. And there are their home whites with the royal blue lettering and trim. For Valley Falls, it is the always difficult to read, but fortunately at this time of the season, we know them all. Black uniforms with thin gold piping outline letters. The ball goes up, the tip of the way, it's going to be controlled out by Valley Falls. We're underway. Happy to have you with us again. Joseph at the studio, Tom Counts with you here, and Valley Falls with a bounce call up top side. It's going to be Hayden Kearney running the ball clip from his one spot. Valley Falls feeds underneath, the beautiful pass, and then the point blank layup fails. Rebounding it back down. Here comes Horton. In substate, against good teams. Good, easy shots that you worked hard to develop. You just can't miss those. Here's a baseline three for Horton. No. Offensive rebound underneath Allen. No. Offensive rebound underneath. Horton has it stripped away and stolen. Here comes Valley Falls. Up the floor, Zach Evans. He'll bring it out on top to Kearney. Pulls up his dribble, skips it out to Evans. 7-11 to go in the opening quarter. Scoreless yet in Horton. Opening game of the night, Riverside get by JCN. Here's the feed over to the right block. The shot up off the window and good. The first point to the ball game belong to Valley Falls. John Brakes. Valley Falls with a 2-0 lead, and we're just a little over a minute into the game. Here's the feed underneath to Allen. He'll take it down to the baseline left. The 10-foot jump shot, no good. We're about to go back down again. It's going to be Zach. Evans goes coast to coast, drives, changes hands, left, that layup good. Zach Evans with an impressive burst of speed. We're going to get an early Horton timeout. Valley Falls fans coming to their feet. We're taking a break. At 6:36 to go in the opening quarter. Timeout on the floor with Valley Falls leading Horton 4-0.
For all your livestock needs, think Blair's and Atchison. Since 1867, Blair Feeds has been helping cattlemen improve the efficiency of their livestock. Check out our mineral promotion for March and April. $10 off non-medicated mineral and $20 off medicated mineral in 10 lots. Blair's Mineral contains the correct combination of vitamins and minerals available as Aramycin, Justafly, and now garlic for the proper growth and immune protection. To find out which mineral works best for you, contact your local dealer or Blair representative.
Hey, it's good to have you back with us. As again, a couple of teams that know each other very, very well meet here tonight. Valley Falls and Horton. It is a semifinal of the 2A substate. Here's a shot up by Jack Allen. Won't go. Rebound to go back down to Valley Falls, and it's going to be a jump break down the court. Running, driving, shooting, and scoring. Evans, two more. Quickly, 6-0 Valley Falls. And these two teams very different in the way they play the game. They team philosophy of for Horton being methodical and working it around and getting the good shot for Valley Falls, getting it down the floor, getting it in transition, and getting the ball up and on the way. Here's a little jumper. It's going to be up and good. And the first point for Horton will belong to Caden Smith. It is 6-2 Valley Falls, 5.5 to play in the first. Mentioned Valley Falls and Horton have played earlier this year. And they split the two games. The home team has won both. Second game of the year, it was a 47-39 Valley Falls win. And in the second meeting between these two teams, in Horton, Horton won 54-45. So splitting their first two meetings of the season, here's the biggest of them all. The shot up from the right side for Horton. No, but the follow is going to be up and in. Just as quickly as he's coming off the bench, Dante Mosqua. He is a big man, and he will put the ball straight up and score it. And we're a two-point game. 6-4 with 5 to go in the first. Valley Falls to the basketball. Up top side, that's going to be Dylan Cervantes. Dylan will take it down the right side of the lane, kick it back behind him. Now the cross court over to the left elbow. Back out on top of this is going to come Hayden Kearney. Hayden looks into the middle. Now the feed underneath. The pass into traffic is going to be not free and stolen. Here comes Horton. Chargers up the floor. They'll lob it off on top. Jackson Moman will feed into the middle of Mosqua, who loses his balance a little bit and kind of trips over a defender. They will call him for a travel. And the ball is going to come back to the Dragons. 6-4. Valley Falls with the basketball and the two-point lead. They'll bring it up. Take it over to the left side. Long cross-court pass from Evans. Baseline three. Drains it. What a shot from deep for the right side for Hayden Kearney. It is 9-4. And we are 4 minutes to play. Opening quarter. Horton back down court. They'll feed it in the middle. Allen goes to Mosqua. Power move for two. Dante has four. And it is 9-6. 3:45 left. Opening quarter. It has been close. These games tend to be close early before one or another club kind of establishes themselves. We started talking about this in game one. I'm not sure we ever really completed the thought. As the ball is going to be lost out of bounds by Horton, Valley Falls will bring it in. Teams tend to play tight early in the game, and you can understand that. Huge crowd, some light on the line. And then as the game unfolds a little bit and the teams have been out on the court for a little while, they get a little more comfortable, kind of settle into the game that they've been playing for the past 3 months. And we tend to see teams really morph themselves as the game wears on. Here's a pass across the baseline by Valley Falls, stolen. The steal for Horton by Gannon Becker. Gannon will bring it down the court, dump it over to the right side. Over there it's going to be Luke McAfee. Feeds to Moskva. Back over to the baseline left. Three-point shot. Rims out, no good. Rebound. Cleared away by Valley Falls, and sweeping it down is John Frakes. The 15-footer on the other end for Valley. No. And the rebound taken away by Horton. And again, it's going to be Luke McAfee. He'll bring it up the floor himself, dump it down to the left side where the baseline three is off the mark. Rebound tipped around Maskwa. Had it, but couldn't control the ball down. Valley Falls is going to be putting it back in. With 2 minutes and 50 to go in the first quarter. It is a 9-6 Valley Falls lead on the road here tonight in this 2A substate at Horton. Tomorrow night, it'll be girls' games. But about that, more comes later. Right now, here's Dylan Cervantes. He will turn it traffic, put a running shot up that comes up short. And again, with a rebound, nicely done is Donte Maskwa. 14-foot jumper for Horton. No. Rebound pulled down. Players on the floor. It's going to be recovered by Valley Falls. And 1-on-4, Hayden Carney says, this is not good. I'm going to bring it back off on top. He'll go to Cervantes. Out on top, Zach Evans. 2 minutes and 10 to go in the first. Valley with a basketball, leading it by 3. Around to the left side. Hayden Carney gets it over to Zach Evans. Now Carney, a little off-balance shot. No, mask over the rebound. Valley Falls can't get the shot to fall. Here comes Horton. McAfee goes to the left side. The shot is up, missing. The rebound up. No. Rebound taken away by Valley Falls again. Horton's getting looks, just can't get him to fall. Now the drive to the other end of the floor, and lots of contact bodies on the court, and officials are going to look at one another and concur. It's a blocking foul. So the call will go against Horton, and it will be the first foul of the night for the Chargers, Caden Smith. Not only is it first on Caden, and similar to the first game, it is the first foul called tonight as a free throw is short. And we've got a minute 41 to go in the opening quarter. So the officials, it's postseason, let's be real. The point is, the desire for everyone is that the players make the decision as to who wins the game. And these officials are going to, they're going to keep it in check. I mean, they're not going to let this thing get crazy, but they do not want to have somebody say, hey, you decided the outcome of this one. So the first free throw does not go in. The second free throw is airborne. It will also not go in. And Zach Evans, a very good shooter, unable to hit either of the two free throws. And with a minute and a half to go in the first quarter, it remains a 9-6 lead for Valley. Jackson Moman has the ball for Horton. They'll feed to Maskwa. Over to the right side with a baseline three. Does it go in? And again, Horton having trouble getting the ball to go down, but they will come up with the offensive rebound. Now they'll go underneath Maskwa. Rotate, shoot, knocks it down. Donte Maskwa has been a difference maker. Coming in off the bench, he's got 6 of his team's 8 points and is a 9-8 lead for Valley Falls. And at a minute 5 to go in the first quarter, Dragons are back up court for the basketball. They'll feed it up topside. Valley rotates it back around to the right. Cervantes considers the 3, elects to not take it. Back out on top it comes. Again over to the left side. Cervantes goes baseline against Moskva. The defense was too strong, and now we're going to get a foul after the first shot, and I think maybe before the second one. Let's see what the official says. The contact underneath, and a foul is going to be on, probably on Donte. Waiting for him to bring it up, yeah. The foul is going to be on Donte Maskwa. It's going to be his first team foul, too. Valley Falls has not been called for a foul yet. Now the inbound pass is stolen, and we're going to get a foul. The ball was stolen by Horton, Scannon, Becker. And in an attempt at stealing it back, Zach Evans will pick up his first foul of the game. Valley Falls has brought Thayer Coleman in. Here's a shot from the outside. Horton is up, no good. Rebounding it down. It's Valley Falls coming up with the basketball. 15-14, running down the second since the end of the opening quarter. They missed shot. Rebounding it down is going to be Horton, and we'll have a foul. So no sooner than I say they're calling very few that we get a short flurry. And Horton will bring it in. 10 seconds, down nine. Got to hurry. Getting into the forecourt at seven. Kicking over to the baseline. Left mask. And two more for the big man. Dante has eight, and the first quarter is in the book. We'll be back at the buzzer at the end of the opening quarter. The mask one bucket makes your score. Horton, 10. Valley Falls, 9.
Subway makes it their priority to serve you the delicious meals you love in the easiest, safest ways possible. Order in-store, online, or through the Subway app for carryout service. And with so many sandwich and salad options, everyone in the family will be happy. Check out their fresh melts, signature wraps, no bready bowls, and amazing salads. At Subway, under the 5th Street Viaduct in Atchison.
Oh, the crowd on its feet for both clubs here tonight. There's a tremendous turnout in Horton, Kansas. Happy to have you with us here on Care Radio. Ever been on I-70 between Kansas City and St. Louis? Somewhere around Columbia, Boonville? The traffic here in the bleachers is very similar to the traffic on I-70, like on a holiday Monday. Check out the scoring for you. First of all, for Valley Falls, paced it away. 4 points, Zach Evans. 3 for Hayden Kearney, and the other 2 belong to John Frakes. But for Horton, it's pretty easy. It has been an impact play by Dante Masqua. He's coming off the bench to take 8 of his team's 10 points. Here's Dylan Cervantes on the opening possession of the second quarter. Throwing it in for 3, getting his first points tonight. He will put Valley Falls back in front at 12-10. 7:40 to go in the half. So Dante Masqua, 8. Caden Smith, the other 2 for Valley Falls. For Horton. Horton with the basketball, top side. Here's a straightaway 3. Doesn't drop. And Horton looking for the rebound. Valley Falls is going to come down with it. And as he comes down with the ball, stumbling to the floor and landing pretty hard, but seeming to be okay. We're going to get a traveling violation on Valley Falls. That was Cervantes coming down hard. He's kind of hands on knees out there. He does not look quite 100%. You got to remember, he missed part of the end of the football season and the first half or more of the basketball season recovering from an injury. So you always kind of hold your breath when you see him fall down. Here's another 3 up and good for Horton. That is Luke McAfee getting his first points of the game. And right back in front go the Chargers at 13-12. 7 minutes to play in the opening half. These two teams now going toe-to-toe and trading punches. Dylan Cervantes backs away with the basketball. Horton in the 2-3. Dante Masqua staying in at the 5 spot. The pass into the lane. The kick on top. The launch of the 3 is off the rim. Rebound. Here comes Horton. Again, Horton's getting a lot of rebounds. Did you know why? Because of not only good coaching and good technique and all of those things, they're just really big guys. They're tall. Here's a 3. In and out. That thing went halfway down. But we're bouncing away. McAfee thought he'd had another one. It suited most of the crowd. 6:20 to go in the opening half. 13-12 Chargers. Here's a running shot from the right side. Off the glass and good to Valley Falls. Goes back in front. The bucket in by Zach Evans, and he's got 6. 14-13. 6 minutes to play. Here's a 3 from the left side. Yes, Luke McAfee getting his second 3. It is 16-13, Horton. 5:50 to play. Horton leading by two. Way out top side is going to be Dillon. Cervantes goes between the circles. That's going to be Carter Pickerel in the game. And now is a shot missing. Rebounding it down is going to be Valley Fall, or rather going to be Horton. Back up, they will come. Horton in the home whites. Valley in the traveling black uniform. 5.5 to go in the first half. It is a 16-14 Horton lead. Off the left block, no shot. Free throw line. Maskwa passes it up. Goes on top of set. 3-point shot. A little bit off the mark by Jackson Moman. And as the ball gets away out of bounds, it'll come back in again to Valley Falls. Are we getting a timeout? We are. Joseph, let's do it. We're taking a break at 5:15 to go in the half. Class 2A Substate Basketball. It is Horton 16, Valley Falls 14.
Do you find yourself having to air up your tires often? Or does your car shake when you drive? Have you noticed bulges on a tire or uneven tire tread? These are signs it may be time to replace your tires. Don't be left out in the cold with a bad tire. Contact the professionals at Lights Out at Town & Country and let us find the right tire for your vehicle. Stop in and see us at Second Commercial in Atchison or call us at 367-2699.
Back with you here in Horton, Kansas. We're going to be back here tomorrow night, and why not? Let's just make it a trifecta. We'll be back on Saturday for Championship Saturday. Right now, though, at 5:03 and rolling to play in the first half of this guy's game. It is a 16-14 Horton lead over Valley Falls. Valley has the basketball. They've got it down to the baseline, and it's going to be stolen. Cannon Becker just picks the pocket of Carter Pickerel. Up the floor comes. Left side, baseline. It's three. It's good. Cooper Weshop with three. Horton extends its lead now. 19-14. 4.5 to go. Valley Falls dribbles it to the top. Gets it way up high. Gets there to Pickerel. Now they'll feed to the block. Little shot off the right side. Does not go in for Frakes. Coming up the floor, shaking his head, thinking, man, I should have hit that shot. It was a good look at it. And as the pass comes over to the right corner, we'll have a Valley Falls foul. For Valley, it was just a little, I don't want to call it desperation, but a real strong effort to try to steal the ball back that ultimately becomes the first foul of the game by Carter Pickerel. It'll be Valley Falls team foul two. Two fouls each, for that matter, on these two teams with 4 minutes to go in the half. Here's a 17-footer from the left edge. No good. Rebound underneath for the big guy. He'll kick it back out on top and just kind of losing track of the basketball. I don't know if he didn't see it, didn't quite follow it, thought somebody was near him to whom it was going, but Gannon makes a headlong dive when he realizes what was happening but couldn't haul it in. So the turnover by Horton. Here comes Valley Falls back up the floor, down five. 3:50 left in the opening half. Trying to bring it up top side. Dump it over to the left to Zach Evans. Right side, Dillon. Cervantes kicks it over to the edge to Hayden. Kearney drives it toward the top. Defended really hard by Becker. Horton is not just big and tall, but they are also good defenders. And the Valley Falls shot misses. Rebound to the right side. Follow shot misses. Rebounding it down is going to be Horton. And there is the Dragon foul. With 3.5 minutes to go in the first half, Zach Evans collects his second foul tonight. And leading by five at 19-14, Horton is coming up the floor with the basketball. 3:25 and winding to play in the opening half. Becker into the forecourt, swings it over to the left side. McAfee feeds underneath, and the turnaround shot is up and good. That bucket to Caden Smith. He's got four, and we're going to get another Valley Falls timeout. Horton beginning to put together a lead as they stretch it and stretch it, and we've got a timeout at 3:15 left in the half. It's now Horton 21, Valley Falls 14.
When you need a doctor, you choose the best. So when choosing one for your family pet, why have him just treated when you can have him treated like family at Westside Veterinarian Clinic? Dr. Walls and his friendly staff make it easy to get started and keep your pet healthy year-round. So for your special pet, choose Dr. Walls at Westside, located on 286 Road, just past Heritage Tractor. Call them at 913-367-0456. Westside Veterinary, where caring is their specialty.
We're seeing something right now in this ballgame that we had seen it at one stretch of time. It's pretty similar to this in the opening game that ultimately proved to be an undoing for JCN. That was a problem finding the rim, getting points on the board. And right now, Valley Falls is experiencing much the same thing as Wharton is currently on an 8-0 run over the last, you know, I'm just going back from 7 to 3:15. Basically, over the last 4 minutes, it is an 8-0 run for Wharton. 21-14. Valley Falls trails in the game. They come out of the timeout with the basketball. Let's see if they've got something up their sleeve here. Over to the right side with it. Cutting in the middle is going to be Zach Evans. He'll pass to the baseline, and we're going to get a blocking foul. Wharton will be whistled, and no shot indicated. The foul is going to be the first for Wharton's Cooper Wishrop, and it'll be team foul three, and again, team fouls are even at three each. Valley's going to bring it in with a high lob pass over in front of the bench. Again, the Wharton defense, not only good out on the court, but good on that inbound play. They're giving Valley Falls a very, very hard time. The feed, the drive, and the shot, no. Offensive rebound, shot, no. Tipped out on top, saved by Cervantes. He will feed it to the baseline. It's going to go off the hands. And John Frank's not able to haul it in. Wharton will put the ball in play from the backcourt. 2.5 to go in the half. And Wharton still is on an 8-0 run. Top side with it for Wharton is going to be Trent Ottman. Here's a three-pointer. Nope. Rebound Valley. But again, even when Wharton goes to the bench, they bring in six-foot players. They have really got a tall team. Here's a shot is up. No good. And Wharton will rebound it down. Caden Smith with the board. 2 minutes to play in the half. Chargers back in. Twist, turn, feed. 13-footer. Got it. And on the bucket by Trent Ottman, it is now a 10-0 run. 23-14 and a minute 47 to go in the half. Valley Falls has not scored in a very long time. Here's a baseline three. Won't change it. And the rebound tips out. Horton clears it down. Off the miss three. Driving on the court. All alone. Driving shot is good. Wishrop. 25-14. And it is now a, 12-0 run. Here's a Charger three, or a Dragon three. It's up and good. And that will break the streak. Zach Evans knocks it in. 25-17. And we're at a minute five left before intermission. Minute two. 1 minute to go. The three for Wharton. Hits the heel of the rim. Brings it back out on the offensive rebound. And a two-point baseline from the left side is good by Gannon Becker. His first points of the game, 27-17. 40 seconds to go in the half. Wharton Chargers lead by 10. They let a moment ago by 11. Now the ball's going to get away. It's going to be stolen. Look out, the breakaway layup, this time from the left side for Wishrop. 29-17. 12-point Wharton lead. 23 seconds left in the first half. And again, Valley Falls has struggled. They have scored 3 points since 6 minutes to play. So in 6+ minutes, they've scored three on that 3-point shot a moment ago by Zach. Here's a three at the buzzer. Doesn't go in. Valley Falls tries the long shot. Can't hit it. It's halftime. We'll be back on Horton to summarize the opening half for you as they go to the locker rooms. Class 2A Sunday basketball. The Horton Chargers 29, Valley Ball 17.
It's time for the Amberwell Health Halftime Show on your local sports authority, Care Radio 93.7. Stay tuned. Your first half recap is coming up right after this.
Spotting skin cancer only takes a quick check of the skin. Dr. Roderick Warren and his expert surgical team are offering skin cancer screenings on Friday, March 31st from 2 to 5 p.m. at Amberwell Atchison. Screening is free and open to the public. If you're concerned about a skin spot or have a family history of skin cancer, don't miss this opportunity to get it checked out. All attendees receive a free gift while supplies last. Call 913-367-6682 for more information.
Your only source for local daily news, along with weather, sports, and the best mix of hit country. This is KAIR-FM, Horton Atchison.
Only Taco John's Valueist menu has the cheese-loving audacity to put nachos inside a burrito. Try our new Nacho Crunch burritos with seasoned beef for just $2, or grilled chicken for $3. The Valueist menu, only at Taco John's. At Taco John's, we could compare our wild-caught Alaska Flounder fish tacos to other drive-thru fish options. But we have better fish to fry and serve with fresh pico and chipotle lime sauce. Alaska Flounder fish tacos are 2 for $6.50 for a limited time at Taco John's.
Now we're getting ready for a little halftime entertainment from the Horton Dance Troupe. And while they're introducing all of the performers, allow me to recap their opening half for you. First of all, four, Valley Falls leading the way. Zach Evans with 9 points. It falls dramatically then to Dylan Cervantes and Hayden Kearney, each hitting a three-point shot and a two for John Frakes back in the opening quarter. For Horton, they've had a couple of heroes. In the opening quarter, it was Dante Maspa, who came in and hit eight, and his eight still leads the team in scoring. In the second quarter, there were a couple of guys. Luke McAfee with six and Cooper Wishrop with seven to pace the way. Following them, it's Caden Smith with four and two each. Cannon Becker and Trent Ottman, as Horton outscored Valley Falls 19-8 in the second quarter. Stick around. Got what promises to be an interesting and exciting second half coming your way. But right now, with the halftime score here in Horton, Kansas, it is the Chargers 29, the Valley Falls Dragons 17. Back we go to Joseph at the Care Sports Studio. It's a sub-state halftime, guys.
You already know Gerber Electric provides professional and reliable service with free estimates and guaranteed work. But did you know they have a great retail space with electrical supplies for all of your do-it-yourself projects? Whether it's bulbs, batteries, connectors, or other electrical supplies, you can find it in their store at 405 North 17th in Atchison. At Gerber Electric, it's not just a job, it's a tradition.
Spotting skin cancer only takes a quick check of the skin. Dr. Roderick Warren and his expert surgical team are offering skin cancer screenings on Friday, March 31st from 2 to 5 p.m. at Amberwell Atchison. Screening is free and open to the public. If you're concerned about a skin spot or have a family history of skin cancer, don't miss this opportunity to get it checked out. All attendees receive a free gift while supplies last. Call 913-367-6682 for more information. Stop by Atchison Dairy Queen Grill and Chill for lunch or dinner. Try their signature stack burgers or chicken strip basket, original or honey barbecue sauced and tossed. Top it off with a classic DQ treat like a hot fudge sundae, dipped cone, or one of the many Blizzard flavors. All right now at Dairy Queen Grill and Chill in Atchison. Happy tastes good.
Good evening, and thank you for joining us right here at Hot Country 93.7 as we're bringing you high school basketball from the boys' tournament at Horton. We'll be returning to the Valley Falls-Horton game in just a couple of minutes. Coming up tomorrow night, we've got girls' basketball action from the sub-state at Horton. It'll be Valley Heights taking on Riverside at 6 p.m. At 7:30, we'll have Jackson Heights taking on Valley Falls tomorrow evening. Coming up Saturday, we've got the championship games at Horton. We will have the boys' game at 5:30 with the girls' game at 7 p.m. or so. The boys' team has been decided. It will be Riverside as they beat JCN earlier on a game that you heard right here at Hot Country 93.7, 43-36. I'll be back in just a moment with the remainder of the scores as I have them.
Are you looking for a checking account tailored exactly to your needs? Visit one of our 8 Union State Bank locations where you can enroll in the checking account that's customized for you. From My Reward checking to free checking and even silver checking for seniors. Well, that's just the beginning of all we have to offer at Union State Bank. If you're tired of the inconvenience of a one-size-fits-all checking account, come on over to USB and let's talk about which customized account will fit your needs. At Union State Bank, we design checking to give you the choices you want. NMLS number 654946, Equal Housing Lender. Remember, FDIC.
Get your tan on at Snap Fitness. You don't have to be a Snap Fitness member to take advantage of their great tanning deals. With 3 tanning beds, appointments are available from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. and 2 p.m. to 6 p.m. on Monday through Thursdays and 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. on Fridays and Saturdays. Call them at 913-367-1511 to schedule. Get your tan on at Snap Fitness, 409 Commercial in Atchison.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu, the local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
Taking a look around the area, we have finals in the ACCHS Riley County game. It was Riley County girls taking the game by 3 points. ACCHS had 36 to Riley County's 39. Troy fell to Donovan West in the ladies' game. It was Donovan West 43, Troy 19. In the Opie Flint Hills game, it was Opie 64 to Flint Hills 43. The Lynn Bulldogs ladies beat the Kansas School for the Deaf 69 to 15 in earlier play tonight. At this game, we've got Horton boys leading Valley Falls 29 to 17. We'll be back to check the weather I forecast in just a moment.
Tired of fighting ants, termites, and other pests in and around your home? Call Richard at All Pro Exterminating. With over 20 years local experience, he's got the knowledge and the tools to handle your problem. All Pro Exterminating, 913-367-7729.
KAIR is your local sports authority. On the air at 93.7 FM, online at mscsports.net. Providing you with play-by-play coverage of high school and Benedictine College sports, daily sportscasts, game recaps, schedules, and more. We are KAIR, number one for local sports.
Your car is a complex machine filled with the latest technology, and it needs quality service to keep it running right. By taking your car or truck to Lewis Chevrolet Buick in Atchison, you will have peace of mind knowing your vehicle will be maintained and repaired by highly trained professionals. And when it's time to add or upgrade a vehicle, look right here at Lewis Chevrolet Buick. Small town feel with big city discounts. Call them at 913-367-3000 or stop by 314 Woodlawn in Atchison.
Here is your Hot Country 93.7 forecast. Overcast skies tonight with a chance for scattered rain showers. Lows level off around 32. Northeast winds 10 to 15 miles an hour. Mainly clear tomorrow. Mixed precipitation possible at times. Daytime highs approaching 51. Lows dip down to about 32 tomorrow night. Mid-50s, Saturday, much warmer on Sunday, with highs in the mid-60s. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
Taking a look at the weather station located on the campus of the Boys and Girls Club in North Atchison. We're recording 37.9 degrees Fahrenheit. The winds are out of the east at 3 miles per hour. Relative humidity sitting at 73%. The barometric pressure right now is holding steady at 29.77 inches of mercury. Dew point, 30 degrees Fahrenheit, and our feels-like temperature out there is 34 degrees. We'll be returning to Tom Couch courtside in just a moment.
Hi, this is Dan Rapplinger from Exchange Bank. You know, banking is so much better when you have friends that you know and trust. The kind you find at Exchange Bank. When it's time for a new car, a new house, or even a line of credit for your business, turn to us. We'll be there with you every step of the way. Exchange Bank, we're your friend and your banking partner. Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
Exchange Bank and Trust. Community minded, that's my bank.
Thanks for listening to the Amberwell Health Halftime Show on your local sports authority, Care Radio 93.7. We now return to the gym for second half coverage of your feature game.
And your feature game is Class 2A Boys Substate that's moving to the second half with a 29-17 Horton lead over Valley Falls. Welcome back, everybody. And inbound and the layup, and Horton stretches its lead. Caden Smith has 6. 31-17 at 7:22 to go. A 14-point lead. Valley Falls trailing. Here's a shot in traffic, and a whistle will bring a couple of free throws. Here's the thing for Valley Falls, just not a lot of points. Again, 9 in the opening quarter, 8 in the second quarter. Valley Falls has scored 19 second quarter points. At one point, it was on a 12-0 run. The free throw on the other end is going to be up and good. Zach Evans goes to double-figure scoring with his 10th point of the night. Getting his team back to within 13 now, 31-18. And second free throw, no good. Horton's going to rebound it down. Here come the Chargers. 7-11 to go in the third. The feed to the right side of the lane. The shot's going to be forced up a little bit by Caden Smith, and it's off the mark. Rebounding it back down. And flying up the court with it. Here's Valley. The three won't drop for Dillon. And a rebound off the floor. Cleared away by Valley Falls. They'll start into the lane. Little bunny hop. 8-foot shot, no good. Put back up and in. Count the bucket plus one. Cervantes will get it and get a free throw. So it'll be Dillon Cervantes with his 5th point of the game. For Horton, it'll be the second foul of the evening by Caden Smith and the first foul by him in the second half. Free throw. Good. So Dillon Cervantes will have doubled his game scoring on that one trip up the court. It is 31-21, and Valley Falls getting right back in this thing. 6:40 to go in the third quarter. Working with the basketball, top side. They'll go to the baseline, and a pass that was just a little high and a little hard and a little out of reach, unable to be hauled in, gets away out of bounds, and back up with it will come Valley Falls. They're looking to take this thing to a single-digit game. It is 31-21 right now. Back over to the right side. The ball dribbles out on top. Nice shake and bank, cutting into the lane. In some traffic. Laying the ball back behind him. Now it's going to be stripped away. And Horton is going to come up with a steal. Valley Falls, you know, you always want to make that extra pass. Sometimes there's too many, and that was one more than they should have gone with. Three-point shot for Horton. No good. And crashing the boards. Coming in a little bit late. It's going to be a foul by Jack Allen. So Jack picking up the personal foul. And we've got 6:06 to go in the third quarter. Jack has his second foul tonight. And Horton has quickly amassed 3 fouls in the first 2 minutes of the second half. That could come back to be a real factor in the late going of this game. Cervantes in the lane. Shoots and misses. And a rebound underneath. Horton. Smith coming up with the board. And on the other end, the layup is too hard off the window. Would not fall for Moman. And on the other end, the shot misses. Rebounding it down. Horton. Moman's going to get this one down the court all alone. And this time he'll lay it up and in. Jackson's first bucket of the game. It is a 33-21 Horton lead. And 5:20 remains. Third quarter. You're going to have Horton in the 2-3. Valley's going to bring it out on top. Cervantes. Here's Hayden Carney with it. Back over to the right side. It's going to be lost out of bounds. 5 minutes to play. For Horton, there's going to be 1, 2, now 3 changes in the lineup as Trent Ottman comes in. Dante Masqua comes into the game, and also Luke McAfee, 3 guys who had tremendous first halves for Coach Losey. It is a 33-21 lead. Horton with the lead and with the basketball. The Chargers work it around to the top. Pick it over to the right side in front of their team bench. Now back out to the top of the key, driving it toward the free throw line. Gannon Becker is going to keep the dribble alive and back it away. Kicks it over to McAfee. Back out on top to Maskwa. Dumps it over to the right side. It's going to be Wishop. He's going to lose it. Picking it up. Dylan Cervantes. Driving layup is good. Dylan Cervantes hits the bucket. And it's now 33-23. And again, Valley Falls working hard to keep Horton from putting together too big a lead. 4:15 to go in the third quarter. And as the Horton pass comes over to the right side, we have a foul. I think maybe it's on Dylan. It's going to be. Dylan Cervantes will collect his first foul. It'll be the first foul of the second half by Valley Falls. Horton looks to bring it in and very wisely goes all the way into the backcourt. A lot of teams, just for some reason, do not want to throw the ball to the backcourt, but that was a smart play and the right play there. Here's Maskell with it. His access to the rim gets cut off, so he'll bring it back out on top, and we've got 4 minutes to go in the third quarter. Maskell flashes up to the high post, takes the ball, dumps it over to Gannon Becker. Back out on top, it'll come to McAfee. Luke will dribble it to the center circle. Little skip pass back over to the left edge. Handled there by Wishrop. Now the feed down to the baseline. The jump shot is up and off the mark. Rebetting it back down. Here comes Valley Falls. Dragons with the basketball. Trying to go by 10 with 3.5 to go in the third quarter. Winner of this one gets Riverside Saturday. Here's a running shot off the window on the left side. It's up and good. Zach Evans now at a dozen points. And it's 33-25. And Valley Falls has effectively about cut that lead in half from what it was a bit ago. We've got 3:10 to play in the third quarter. Way out high with the basketball, literally standing in the center circle for Horton is Gannon Becker. Horton's changed tactics a little bit. They've slowed this thing down a little bit. They've looked to be maybe a little more deliberate, maybe a little more patient, ultimately take a little more time off the clock. See, they pass up a three that they would have normally taken. Now, here's a feed to the baseline that is a layup for Gannon Becker. 35-25 Horton, 2:37 to go. So for the Chargers, that was a very successful trip up the floor, doing the two things they wanted to do. Take off some time and add some points to their total. They lead by 10. Back down the right side, accelerating the lane. The shot blocked from behind, and we get a foul call. The Horton crowd not satisfied with that call, but the official in perfect position to make the assessment. It'll be Luke McAfee's first foul tonight, and at the free throw line for Valley Falls will be Thayer Coleman. Thayer has yet to score tonight. And his free throw doesn't help that. One more shot coming up for Thayer Coleman. 2:19 to go in the third quarter, 35-25. Now we're going to stop play for a minute. Okay, you chase the rabbit around the tree, and how does that, when you're trying to tie up your shoes, what is that? There's a story that goes with that, make the loop and wrap it around business. Okay, now we're going to take the free throw. And it's good. So Thayer Coleman collects his first point of the evening. It's a 35-26 lead for Horton and the Chargers in control of the basketball with 2 minutes and 10 to go in the third quarter. Again, opening game of the night, Riverside coming away with a victory over Jeff North. And it'll be Riverside to the winner of this one tomorrow, or rather Saturday. Tomorrow we're going to be back here for girls' ball game. And now as the pass for the Chargers goes down to the right block, Dante Maskwa is going to be fouled. That foul is on Valley Falls' John Frakes. It is his first of the night. John Frakes, who plays the five for Valley Falls, big guy, doing a good job of not getting any foul issues. Here's a baseline jumper. Two more for Horton and Luke McAfee. Luke has eight, and it's 37-26. And gently, Horton has been able to run time off the clock and keep their lead intact. Here's a nice driving layup off the left side for Zach Evans. 37-28. Down to a minute and a half to go third quarter. Horton has the lead. They've got the basketball. But again, the patience that they're showing, the way they're working the ball and working until they get a good shot. That one was a pretty good shot, but didn't go in. Moment, couldn't get it to follow. Bounty ball's back up court with it. 75 seconds to go in the third quarter. Here's Dylan Cervantes right side. The third meeting of the season between these two teams. They have split the games. Home clubs having won both times. 1 minute to go in the third. Dylan for three. Too strong. Offensive rebound. Breaks. Too strong. Rebound. Batted around. They're going to say it's lost at the baseline. Off Horton. Savali Bones getting a shot off and then a rebound put back, neither of which could go, but are fortunate that on the rebound it goes out of bounds back to the Dragons. 50 seconds left, third quarter. It comes into the baseline, the shot rejected, and the loose ball, is it on the sideline? It is. So the loose basketball is going to be touched last by Valley Falls, and here we're going to find the Horton Chargers in possession. 45, 44, 43 seconds to go and rolling along. Horton takes it up top side. Now they'll feed over to the block, to the free throw line. The shot from 15 is up and in. 15-foot jumper. Knocking it down. And Horton goes up 39-28. Here's a three for Valley. No. Rebound. Cervantes follows. Rolls all the way around the rim. It doesn't go. And then the putback is going to count for Zach Evans. It is 39-30. And the shot at the buzzer. No good. Three quarters are in the book. We'll be back. We're going to the fourth quarter of tonight's 2A Sub-State Guys game. After three, Horton 39, Valley Falls 30.
Whether it's normal automotive maintenance like oil changes and wiper replacement, or more serious repairs like starters and alternators, Atchison Auto Parts is your local stop for everything you need to keep your vehicle running at peak performance. Locally owned and operated, you'll recognize the car guys behind the counter, and they'll get you the right part. They carry a line of diesel engine parts, including turbos, injection pumps, and injectors for Duramax, Cummins, and Powerstroke engines. Atchison Auto Parts, your independent Napa dealer, 424 Woodlawn Avenue in Atchison.
It is 39-30 Horton. Now that was a good quarter for Valley Falls because they were able to trim into the lead, outscoring Horton to the tune of 13-10, but now it's going to be a time matter, okay? 16 points in the game for Zach Evans. He's having another outstanding game. He's had a season full of outstanding games. Following him, it was 8 for Dylan Cervantes so far. 3, Hayden Kearney, John Freaks with Tapere, and Bayer Coleman knocking down the other point. Very, very, very balanced scoring tonight for Horton. 8, Caden Smith. 8, Dante Masqua. 8, Luke McAfee. 7, Cooper Wishrop. Then you've got Becker with 4 and 2 apiece for Ottman and Bowman. So that is how well Horton has played. Here's a turnaround shot by Valley Falls on the first possession of the fourth quarter. That's short. Hits the front lip of the rim and bounces away where Horton comes down with a rebound. And at 7:45 to go in the ballgame, Chargers with the 9-point lead and in control of the basketball. Here's a pass out on top. Batted away for a moment but recovered by Smith. He'll take it down to the baseline. Masqua! What a shot! Oh my goodness! Dante Masqua! Just inside the three-point arc at the baseline, just turns around and knocks it home. That is Dante's first point since the opening quarter, and he's now got 10, leading his team on offense. 41-30, 7-10 to go in the game. Horton has the lead in this 2A sub-state over Valley Falls. down to the baseline. The Valley Falls girls are going to be playing tomorrow. Second round game. Here's a shot for three from the left side. And as it goes in, the three-point bucket by Zach Evans and his 19th point of the game. We're going to get a Valley Falls timeout. And it is taken by Dragon head coach Caleb Gatzmeyer. We're taking a break. 6:53 to play in the second game tonight. Horton 41, Valley Falls 33.
Blair Milling and Atchison has all your poultry needs. Begin with a medicated chick starter crumble to give your young chicks nutrition to grow and stay healthy. Continue with your Blair's non-medicated chick grower crumble to keep them growing and developing into laying hens. When they start laying, go to the all-mashed egg to keep your layers producing eggs and staying healthy for a long time. To answer any of your poultry needs, contact a Blair representative at 913-367-2310.
Say what, the crowd has really been into this ball game, and you know, it's not anything you would not have expected. The Horton Chargers playing here at home in the sub-state that they are hosting. And a great turnout by Charger fans on hand here tonight. With that said, Horton leads by a 41-33 count. They put the ball in play. We're back to action and approaching 6.5 minutes to go in the game. Now Horton's moving the ball faster, more briskly. Now they'll feed it down low to Smith. Caden backs in, too far underneath the rim, can't get a shot away, able to dip the ball back out on top, gets it there to Cannon. And Beckler brings it to Luke McAfee. They'll dump it out to the high post again to Caden Smith. The feed over to the right side, the pass underneath. Oh, Lord, Maspa! The key to that one was the assist by Gannon Becker. Don't underestimate, of course, the shot by Maspa, but what a job by Becker to find him. Three-point shot, Valley Falls no good. And what the Dragons probably don't want to find themselves doing is rushing shots and taking poor quality shots. And now here's a pass by Horton, stolen away, and Valley Falls back up the court. It is 43-33. And as Dylan Cervantes puts on a display of ball-handling skill, he is going to be fouled. I think that he had kind of put a little bit of a move on it. Now, the official is walking over to the Valley Falls bench and walking over with him. Like he's taking Zach Evans over there. Now, he's talking to the official. He is talking to Coach Gatzmeyer. He's got Zach Evans standing right kind of between the two of them. And I got a vibe that Zach is going to be out of the game. I do not know really what the implication of this might be. I saw nothing really flagrant or nothing happening out there. But anyway, he's going to be out of the game at least for the moment. And here comes the Valley Falls offense. A three, left side, no. Offensive rebound, no, tipped out and taken away by Hort. Chargers bring it back up the floor with 5.5 to play in the game. A trip to the sub-state championship hanging in the balance, and we're going to get a Horton timeout. Let's do it. Taking a break with the Chargers. Joseph, we're down to 5:27 to play in the second game. It is Horton 43, Valley Falls 33.
Subway makes it their priority to serve you the delicious meals you love in the easiest, safest ways possible. Order in-store, online, or through the Subway app for carryout service. And with so many sandwich and salad options, everyone in the family will be happy. Check out their fresh melts, signature wraps, no bready bowls, and amazing salads. At Subway, under the 5th Street Viaduct in Atchison.
Coming out of the timeout, Horton will be putting the ball in play from right between their bench and the scorer's table, and it'll be brought in by Luke McAfee and taken in the backcourt by Cannon Becker. Chargers setting up the offense. They'll feed down to the back door to Maskwa. He'll lob it off on top. Again, I suspect for Horton to put the ball up, it's going to take a pretty good-looking shot, a pretty high-percentage look for them. Here's Maskwa, starts it back in, says, no, got a defender hanging on me, I'll just bring it back out on top. 5 minutes to play. Horton with the ball, up 10. A Saint lead? Certainly not. A lead that you'd rather have than not? Absolutely so. Now the ball is going to be knocked away for a moment, but Horton is going to rescue it. The feed over to the left side, a head fake later. The lamp is going to be off the window and good for Horton's Caden Smith. Caden now has 10, and it's 45-33. 4:32 to go. Cervantes for three. Slide to the left side, and a rebound is going to be saved in by Valley. That was a tremendous effort to get that ball before it got out of play, and a driving layup off the left side, off the window and good, and Zach Evans putting on an absolute clinic here tonight. It is 45-35. 4:10 left. Valley Falls coming into the game at 11-8. Horton coming into the game at 12-8. Again, they split the two meetings between these teams this season and the regular season. Each team having one at home. Here's a backdoor shot. No good. And on the rebound, it'll be swept away by Valley Falls. Horton fans wanted a foul call that they did not get. And up with it will come the Dragons. They'll drive right, put the shot off the window, and knock it down. So for Valley Falls, the bucket is in by Zach Evans, and we've got 3.5 minutes to play in this 8-point game, 45-37. Clock ticking, and we talk about it all the time, how about this point of the game feels like it's really running fast. Back out on top. Gannon Becker, Horton, working the clock, working the ball, takes it down to the right side, and it's going to be a travel call on Horton. As Dante got the ball, Horton fans thought he was bumped or tripped or fouled. The official down there just saw the part where he moved his feet. They're going to call a travel. Back it will come to Valley Falls. Now the Dragons absolutely not out of this game. Looks like me. Are they going to take a timeout? No, they're not. Going to bring it into the forecourt. 3 minutes to go. 45-37. An 8-point game. Three-point shots can come quickly. And now Valley nearly loses it. And it is going to be called a jump ball possession, Horton. 2:45 to go. You see? You look up at the clock and now we're into the 2 minutes. 2:45 left. Horton needs to get that thing in quickly, and they do just in time. And now the ball's going to be stolen away. The shot is up. Won't go. We've got a Horton foul. Zach Evans. I think Zach came out of the game because he got kind of bumped around a little bit. Now he's going to come to the free throw line. And you can see he has a perceptible, I don't know, I'm reluctant to call it a limp, but certainly his gait is not what you'd expect it to be. His free throw is what you expect it to be. It's up and good. Zach Evans is such a good ball player. That is his 24th point tonight. It's 45-38. He can make it a two-possession game, but won't. And on the rebound, three players tie up on the ball. They're going to call a jump. Possession, or rather Valley Falls this time. Valley Falls is going to have a possession off the jump basketball with 2:39 to play. It is a 45-38 Horton lead. Chargers have been up by as many as 14. Now they lead by half that. Way out topside with it. Valley. Cervantes back over to the left. Driving. Is there a foul there? There was. They're going to call it a foul on the floor. That was probably a pretty good call by that official who got up there, made it clearly, made it distinctly, made it very firmly in the third foul of the game by Caden Smith for Horton. Valley brings it back in. Now we're down to 2:20 to go. Into the lane. The shot up. Two more for Zach Evans. Wow. 45-40. Look out with 2:15 to go. Charger fans suddenly getting a little bit nervous. And on the upcourt play, we will have contact, a foul, and which way is it going to go? I suspect it is on Dylan. It is the second foul of the game by Dylan Cervantes. And if you're keeping track, it is going to be the only third foul of the second half by Valley Falls. Horton has committed six, so in any subsequent Horton foul, you're going to put Valley Falls on the free throw line. There are 2 minutes to play in this game. It is a five-point game, and now we've got a player for Horton who may have hurt himself. And right now you got Caden Smith out there trying to walk it off. He's looking very upset. The official's telling him, young man, you got to leave the floor. He had taken the ball. It had been tossed to him, and as he caught it, he just kind of came down and turned, and I think he wears a big knee brace, and it seems that that leg is bothering him after that pivot he made. So Caden's going to come out of the ball game, and back in, we're going to get Cooper Wishrop. Chargers have it in play with a minute 59, a minute 58. We're rolling down to the late minutes of this game. It is a 45-40 contest. Horton in front and with the ball. That's going to be knocked away, but saved by the Chargers. The feed to the left block comes back out on top, and again, they're going to be smart and back this thing away. We're down to a minute 40 to play. Valley Falls is going to be fouling soon, and again, they've only committed three fouls so far, and here's the first one. Well, the first of these late fouls, it is going to be team foul four, and for Valley Falls, it'll be personal foul number two by Carter Pickerel. Are we going to get a Horton timeout? Yeah. Joseph Horton is taking a timeout. There is a lot of coaching going on here. This is classic basketball. Hope you're enjoying it. We'll be back to bring you the finale with a minute 34 to go in the game in this 2A substate. It is Horton 45, Valley Falls 40.
Is your vehicle pulling to the left or right? Does your steering wheel shake or feel off-center? It may be time to align your tires. Check in with the tire professionals at Lights Out at Town & Country in Atchison. It's recommended to align your tires once a year with regular maintenance to prevent uneven or rapid tire wear. For a tire alignment, repairs, or even replacement, contact the tire experts at Lights Out at Town & Country, 367-2699 or 201 Commercial Street in Atchison.
.45-40 is the Horton lead. Now, Horton Chargers have led for quite a long time. They took the lead with 5:38 to go in the first half. Then they went on a long run, a 12-0 run, advanced that lead, have led by as many as 14 in the second half with Valley Falls. Well coached, both of these teams, well coached by very experienced guys. They are not backing down. They are not giving up. They're not folding up any tents. Here's a drive over to the left side. Plenty of contact. Charger fans don't like it, but Horton is going to control the basketball and bring it off on top, and now we're going to get a foul over on the left wing. A minute 25 to play. And that is the sixth team foul. It's going to be the first foul tonight by Thayer Coleman for Valley Falls, and Horton will bring it in. McAfee will feed it over to the left side. They'll dump it underneath and push it back on top. And they'll hold it up top side in the hands of Cannon Becker until the defender is able to race up there and foul him. So Cannon Becker is coming to the free throw line for the 1-1 with a minute 18 to go. And if you're Valley Falls, this is about the right time you want to do this. This gives you plenty of time to put together some kind of a comeback. Zach Evans picking up his third foul. Becker's free throw. No. Rebound. Valley Falls. Gannon cannot hit the front half. Valley Falls is getting what they wished for. They'll take it down the right side. Accelerate to the baseline. And the bounce pass across the lane is stolen. Valley Falls will turn it over and then foul in the backcourt. We'll walk to the other end of the floor, where this time it'll be Keaton Smith coming to the line for the front half of the 1+. It is team foul 8 with a minute 8 to go. That was a big turnover after Valley Falls got exactly what they needed. the miss of the front half of the 1-1, getting the rebound, taking it down the court, and then unable to capitalize on the opportunity. At the free throw line now for Horton, Caden Smith, his first free throw of the night coming here. It is up, and it is in there. His 11th point this evening. 46-40. This is a huge free throw. The difference between a two-possession game and a three-possession game rides on this second free throw. Caden will send it up and in. Now 47-40 with a minute six on the clock. On the left side, Cervantes driving, shooting, and scoring. They didn't need anything beyond that two right there. And before the ball gets inbounds, we're taking the Valley Falls timeout. Joseph, we've got less than a minute to play. 57 seconds on the scoreboard clock. The score, Horton Chargers 47, Valley Falls 42.
When you need a doctor, you choose the best. So when choosing one for your family pet, why have him just treated when you can have him treated like family at Westside Veterinarian Clinic? Dr. Walls and his friendly staff make it easy to get started and keep your pet healthy year-round. So for your special pet, choose Dr. Walls at Westside, located on 286 Road, just past Heritage Tractor. Call them at 913-367-0456. Westside Veterinary, where caring is their specialty.
Hey, really great crowd on hand here tonight, and why wouldn't there be? A couple of teams who know each other really well, playing the same conference. The Horton team is the host site of this substate, and you would know this crowd is turning out for this one. The ball coming in to Horton, and a foul committed as quickly as he could by Hayden Kearney. And again, we're going to get Horton coming to the free throw line this time. Step it up there, an extremely good shooter in Luke McAfee. He's got eight in the game. He has not had a free throw appearance yet tonight. A couple of three-point shots back in the second quarter. This shot is good. Luke McAfee, nine tonight. One more free throw would make him the third double-digit scorer for Horton this evening. This one is in. 49-42, 55 seconds to play. Valley racing up the court. Cervantes, the running three. No, rebound, Horton. And a quick foul by Valley Falls with 47 seconds. And again for Valley Falls, H missed opportunity. Loses chances with time running out and only 47 seconds to go. Again, the winner of this one gets Riverside Saturday for the championship and the right to go to Bramlage. The free throw. Yep. Nice job by the Chargers, Gannon Becker. He missed the front half of a 1-1 a moment ago, but makes up for it there. Hits that one, and the second one rolls around and goes in. It is now 51-42. 40 seconds to go. Driving into the middle, we're going to get a blocking foul. Officials coming over to the scorer's table. Again, the crowd a little hostile about that call. Coming to the free throw line, Zach Evans. Talk about a guy having a night. How about Zach Evans? He's got 26 points already. Man. At the free throw line, that one is not going to go in. And the rebound tips out. Horton will control it down. And quickly, the Chargers commit a foul. Valley Falls lobbying for a jump ball. But the official says no. No, that was a foul. And we're down to 40 seconds to go. And Zach Evans commits his fourth foul of the game. 9-point lead for Horton. Back to the line. And a free throw up and in for Gannon. Gannon Becker. And this, by the way, is up with team foul 10. This is going to be the double bonus. So this is a two free throw opportunity. And Gannon will hit them both. It is now 53-42. Here's a three. No. Rebound, Horton. And another foul. I'm not sure how long Valley Falls is going to continue the attack of fouling here with 31 seconds of play. It is already now an 11-point game. And an opportunity for Horton to add a couple of more is this time, as that is the fourth foul on Dylan Cervantes. As this time, come to the line, is going to be Caden Smith. Caden has a dozen, 2 of 2 at the line tonight. That one's in. And how about this Horton team in the fourth quarter at the free throw line? They are 9 of 9 at the free throw line. If you're thinking, if you're probably probably just thinking, well, maybe I can get back into this, not with this kind of shooting. That one is going to go up, and after you say that, it's going to miss, of course. And less than a half a minute to play. Cervantes feeds it up on top. Running shot. Off the window. No. Rebound. Fought for. And we're going to get another Valley Falls foul. A couple of Valley guys out there with 4 fouls each. Let's see against whom this one will be called. I suspect maybe Thayer Coleman. No. It's going to be on Carter. 4th foul of the ball game by Carter Pickerel, and Horton is going to be bringing Dante Mask with the line. The free throw. Yeah, Dante. What is that for him? 13 points tonight. One more shot coming up for the big center for Horton. Dante's second shot does not go in. And back up the floor. Valley Falls takes a shot that misses. Rebounding it down is going to be Horton. They will drive to the rack. It doesn't go in, and Cervantes will foul out. So Dylan Cervantes, I believe, according to my book at least, will have collected now his 5th personal foul, and there it is up on the board. And for Dylan, I'll tell you what, tremendous senior basketball season, unfortunately shortened due to an injury that did not allow him to get out on the hardwood until midpoint of the season, really. He is a real leader on this team. Johnny Falls is also bringing off senior John Frakes, and the senior's getting an opportunity to come out for the applause of their many fans on hand here tonight. And a bunch of young guys coming out. Now, coming out of the game, it's going to be Zach Evans. Zach only a junior, but what a game he played. Checking in, we got Shaden Guerrero. We've also got, we got out there Flint Seymour's on the court. I'm looking at Grayson Coleman out there. Valley Falls bringing the ball in. Over to the right side, and the pass is going to be just a little out of reach. Grant Meyer is on the floor. Going to take one more look at this. And as the ball comes in, your final score tonight, it is Horton 57, Valley Falls 42. We'll be back to summarize it for you right after this.
Thanks for listening to local high school basketball on CARE Radio 93.7. Stick around for the Giant Communications post-game show. Giant Communications, the fastest, most reliable network in Northeast Kansas. Find out how you can switch at giantcomm.net. The Giant Communications post-game show, featuring a game recap and your Bank of Atchison player to bank on. Right after this word from the Bank of Atchison.
When you visit one of our 8 Union State Bank locations, you're bound to see familiar faces. That's because at USB, community is everything. We live, work, and play where you do, so you're seeing us at the Friday night football game, having lunch at the local cafe, and chasing our kids on the park playground. USB employees believe we are stronger with local ties and local financial decisions. That's why we hope you'll visit a Union State Bank location and find out why we love being a part of the community. NMLS number 654946, Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
Only Taco John's Valueless Menu has the cheese-loving audacity to put nachos inside a burrito. Try our new Nacho Crunch Burritos with seasoned beef for just $2, or grilled chicken for $3. The Valueless Menu, only at Taco John's. At Taco John's, we could compare our wild-caught Alaska Flounder fish tacos to other drive-thru fish options. But we have better fish to fry and serve with fresh pico and chipotle lime sauce. Alaska Flounder fish tacos are 2 for $6.50 for a limited time at Taco John's.
It's good to have you back with us here in Horton, Kansas tonight as both games now complete and the field set for Saturday's championship game of this 2A boys side of the tournament. Tomorrow, we'll be back here to bring you the semifinal girls game and set up that championship girls game for Saturday. Right now, though, let's recap game two of the night as Horton defeats Valley Falls 57-42. For Valley Falls, wow, Zach Evans, 26 points tonight. Leads his team, leads all scorers. Zach Evans, a fantastic outing this evening. Also, double digits for Dylan Cervantes with 10. It drops to Hayden Kearney's 3, 2 for John Frakes, and 1 for Thayer Coleman. For Horton, 3 guys in double-figure scoring as Caden Smith had 15, 13 for Dante Masqua. It was Luke McAfee with 10. Following them, Cannon Becker, 8, 7 tonight for Cooper Wishrop. And what do we got? 2 apiece for Jackson Moman and Trent Ottman. This is the appropriate moment, I think, for us to recognize tremendous careers and great seasons for the seniors for the Valley Falls Dragons. And that would include Thayer Coleman, Dylan Cervantes, and John Frakes. Our opening game tonight saw JCN coming up just short to Riverside. And it will be Riverside and Horton battling it out Saturday. A game you'll hear here on Care Radio for the right to go to the Class 2A State Tournament at Bramlage Coliseum, Manhattan, Kansas. Hey, thanks for joining us this evening. Again, tomorrow, right back here, same time, same place, girls sub-state games. And then Saturday for the championships. Can we greet you next time for our man Joseph. What a great job back at the Care Radio Sports Studios. If he can make this all happen, I can't even imagine what all stuff he can do. Joseph, we appreciate your work. Thank you. Tom Counts here in Horton, Kansas, saying so long, everybody.
Thanks for listening to local high school basketball on Care Radio 93.7 and to the Giant Communications postgame show. Giant Communications, the fastest, most reliable network in Northeast Kansas. Find out how you can switch at giantcomm.net. Special thanks to our title sponsor, Peru State College. Find them online at peru.edu. Peru State, Nebraska's first college. Transformative education designed for you. This has been an MSC Sports production.